The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, wouldn't it be great if your weekly shop didn't break the bank as it seems to do right now? Lidl Ireland has said today it's going to make further price cuts across its own brand milk and butter range. So what does that tell us? Does it signal a shift in the cost of groceries? Could it spark a price war? Conor Pope, consumer journalist, is on the line. Good morning, Conor.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. What do you read into this?
Well, I suppose the interesting thing is it came kind of out of the blue and as a little bit of a surprise, because all of the speculation, all of the talk in the last 3 or 4 weeks has been about the rising cost of groceries in the wake of the conflict in the Middle East. So for Lidl to announce a 10-cent cut in the price of its 2 litre of milk and a 40-cent cut in the price of a pound of its own brand butter comes as a surprise. And what's inevitably going to happen over the next 10, 12, 14 hours, if it hasn't already happened, is all of the other retailers will follow suit. Because we have this feature of Irish groceries or Irish supermarkets where there's a massive degree of price matching when it comes to key core products. So, for instance, Aldi, Tesco and Supervalue, they could never countenance a situation where Lidl's own brand milk was 10 cent cheaper than theirs. Mm-hmm. Even though it's only 10 cent, it would give one of the retailers the opportunity to lord it over all of the other retailers. So by tomorrow, all of the retailers will have cut the price of their own brand milk and that they'll have cut the price of their own brand butter. And just to look at it in a little bit of context, this is the second price drop for own brand milk in the last 4 or 5 months. So own brand milk has fallen by 20 cent a litre and own brand butter has fallen by a euro a pound. So if you were to take a typical family who are spending, you know, who are using 6 litres of milk a week and maybe 1 pound of butter, the total impact of these two cuts on your annual shopping will be around 80 quid. Now, 80 quid isn't a huge amount of money, but it's better than nothing. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that's the only way we can look at this. I'd always be careful of talking about a price war because that never really materialises. And I can't see any scenario where, you know, the shortage of fertiliser coming through the Straits of Hormuz or the higher energy prices or inflationary pressures will lead to falling prices in our supermarkets. So this might well be an outlier, but it's hard to say at this stage. And we'll need to wait for a few weeks, if not a couple of months, to see what the real impact of the conflict is going to have on our grocery bills. Yeah. But I wouldn't be overly optimistic.
This is what I was trying to get at when I was talking to Dara O'Brien yesterday, the Minister for Transport, about the fuel changes that they have made. Yeah. What are you being told about the long-term, medium-term impacts of this? Because the sense is that we haven't seen this, really. We haven't seen the impact, apart from on the fuel prices. Obviously, we have the excise cuts and we've seen the massive increases. But as you mentioned there, we've the fertiliser, we've the shortage of all sorts of other products, the impact of the cost increases on hauliers and how that's going to be passed on to the consumer. We haven't seen anything yet, really, have we, Conor? Would that be your assessment?
No, that's exactly right. But what we have is a template from 2022 and 2023. So a lot of the stuff that we're seeing now on global markets in terms of commodities, in terms of supply chains, we saw after Russia invaded Ukraine. And in the months after that, first we saw the energy prices spike, and that was obviously very, very dramatic. But as the months became a year, 18 months, 2 years, there was a huge impact on domestic energy prices, and that saw the cost of electricity and gas in Irish households doubling from €2,000 a year to €4,000 a year. It saw inflation going from effectively zero, to quite close to 10%, and interest rates from the European Central Bank went from zero to 4.25%, and that all happened within 18 months. Mm-hmm. And if that template is replicated, well, then you're going to see much higher grocery prices, you're going to see much higher interest rates, which is going to lead to higher mortgage repayments for most households, not just those on tracker mortgages, because the fixed rates and the variable rates that people that the banks offer will have to go up. And that's the kind of nightmare scenario. But I think it's really important not to look too far into the future here, because as you know, and all your listeners know, this is an incredibly volatile situation. And we have absolutely no idea where we're going to be this time next week, never mind this time next year, because nobody knows what's going on in the mind of Donald Trump. Nobody knows what's happening in the US administration, and nobody knows if these talks that are being talked about are actually happening. So it is still incredibly volatile. And I think, you know, probably the worst thing that we can do now is start talking about what if X happens or what if Y happens. Mm-hmm. Because if we were to replicate the template of the war in Ukraine, we'd all be worse off within 6 months by around 7,000 or 8,000 or 9,000 euros a year. And you don't really want to necessarily go down that route until it happens.
We certainly do not, Conor. Let's hope that's not where we get to. But as we stand today, it's not looking great. I mean, we have to be realistic about it. But as you say, we just don't know what's going to happen. Conor, thanks so much for taking us through that. That is Conor Pope from the Irish Times.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.